the swearing, Paul.
It profoundly bothers you.
Yeah. Silly rabbit.
Amelia Navasquez is...
Here it comes! Yeah!
Scream Queen!
Blade Runner 2049. There's something either completely magical or absolutely horrifying about this soundtrack.
More human than human is our motto.
And if you recognize it, you're probably either filled with a cocktail of gigglish excitement with equal parts sheer anxiety, or you're triggered entirely because you got stuck studying this movie for the English HSC. And so hearing this music makes you want to headbutt a wall until your scalp bleeds and blood falls into your ears so you never have to hear anything ever again. But whatever your feelings are about this music or the movie that it came from, it's pretty much undeniable that the lead up to the Blade Runner sequel for sci-fi fans has been huge. And with good reason, because with sequels, it's so easy to fuck them up.
There is an order to things.
Okay, so if you haven't heard of Blade Runner before, firstly, not a power tool you can get from a hardware store, but the original. It came out in 1982, it was done by Ridley Scott, and you've got humans, you've got replicants, or bioengineered humans, and it's all set in Los Angeles.
A Blade Runner's job is to hunt down replicants, manufactured humans you can't tell from the real thing.
So, long story short, Harrison Ford had to kill a lot of 80s cyber goths with really bad hair.
Tell either side there's no wall. The war.
Now, Blade Runner 2049. Ryan Gosling is the new Blade Runner called Kay.
You're a cop.
And he, has to find old Blade Runner.
I want to ask you some questions.
Okay, so this movie is awesome at holding the ultimate quality and feel of the original Blade Runner, or...
aesthetics.
And it does this without being too nostalgic. What could have really easily been a heavy-handed series of throwbacks has ultimately been done with a lot of care and subtlety. The other thing is, well, it's long, like really long, like 3 hours long. And if you love Blade Runner, it's great. But this can be a little bit alienating if A, you're not a fan of sci-fi, or B, you haven't seen the original. Go see the original, because you will struggle.
Here, we keep order.
Blade Runner 2049 continues where the original left off. It raises questions about all of us, what's real, what makes us tick, and pretty importantly, how technology might be making that better or worse. It's a very self-aware continuation, but not a complete replicant. It gets 4.5 out of 5.
Triple J.